This is episode 136 of How to Human. And in this episode, I want to talk about who is going to give things to you. The answer is no one. No one is going to give anything to you. We live in a society with an increasing expectation that life's going to be easy and that things will be given to you in some way, shape, or form, that it's not going to be hard to get, that it's not going to require a ton of resilience and hard work and overcoming obstacles and pushing and pushing and pushing. Success comes through hard work. No one's going to hand you anything. Who is this message going to? Everybody who's in a bad situation. Dave Messman, you come from a good situation. We don't want to hear you talk about it. Fair enough. I have to tell you anyway. Because those who are hurting, those who came from bad situations, are telling each other that there's a ruling oppressive class that will keep you from it. Keep you from power, keep you from money, keep you from equality. And on some levels, that's partially true. And we're gonna fix it over time. Dave Messman, we can't wait. No, you shouldn't have to. That's why people are working on it. And they're working hard. And the movements that you're part of are a portion of it. But there's something different. There's something more to it. There's how the individual handles himself or herself, or the transgender person. No, same pronouns. That's about being emotionally resilient. That's about working hard. That's about preparing oneself with skills, refining talent, making connections, doing hard things. Those hard things aren't optional. The problem with a lot of people in mostly their 20s is that they grew up being told that they could be anything. And they were coddled by their parents. This is a very frank episode. A lot of helicopter parenting told kids that the world would be much easier than it really is. When parents said, when parents overmanaged their kids, they made their schedules, they helped them resolve conflict, they helped them with their homework too much, they solved all their difficult issues. That's part of the problem, is that life is about a set of skill building. And when you don't build skills, you end up skillless. And the world doesn't reward skillless people. So childhood is one of the very first places we learn skills. We learn how to be resilient. We learn how to be responsible. We learn how to fail and then get back up. We learn that there are going to be obstacles and we need to work our way around them. Obstacles are always going to come, and either we retool our abilities or we retool our minds to be something better. I started my business. I had no idea what I was doing. I had no idea financially. I had no idea technologically. I mean, I had some idea, right? I mean, was very good at what I did, but I learned on the fly. I took a chance. So much about life is about selective risk-taking. Because if we knew how things were going to turn out, we would follow the path of how our things turned out. But that would assume that we only did things that we knew were going to turn out well. So taking chances means you might fail. And when we're protected from failure in childhood by parents who overmanaged us, then we come up as adults not really understanding what failure feels like. So it's exponentially more scary than it would be otherwise. And I learned over time, and I failed, and I failed. And by that I mean made mistakes. People got mad at me. I made mistakes. I made excuses. I turned things in late. I did all sorts of things. I had clients fire me. I just worked and continued to refine and build and be something different and better. And then when I decided I want a career change, I started making videos, and they were terrible. And then I refined, and I kept pushing, and they were still terrible, and I kept refining and pushing. And I made a podcast, and it was terrible, and I kept refining and pushing, and it's still terrible, and you're listening right now, and it's mediocre. You're listening because it's mediocre. And this doesn't have anything to do with my personal life, which is also filled with failure and difficulty. The point is, no matter where we come from, we meet obstacles, and they're hard, and nobody's going to hand anything to us. It must be taken. The expectation that something is going to come easy is an incorrect expectation. And what that does is set people up for failure by assuming that things will be fair. Life is unfair. It's a phrase, it's a cliche, but it's also true. And when people expect fairness, they don't have a realistic expectation, which creates a sense of victimhood. The problem is when victimhood becomes an identity, that a victim mentality develops. Things like that don't happen to people like me. And that's a toxic attitude. And it's particularly when it spreads and it becomes an ideology throughout a movement. And it is part of what we're seeing in younger people today. Because life isn't as easy as they thought it would be, as they were taught it would be. So what they do is they complain about how hard it is, and they look at others who have legitimate real gripes more so. So if we want to talk about intersectionality, we can. It's harder to be a black gay woman than a white woman or a gay man. And we take all these groups and we put them together as social justice. All these groups that are fighting for one common cause. And they are fighting for one common cause of equality. Equality of opportunity. A chance to have an equal shot at all the spoils that are out there. And the expectation is that white men are going to make it equal. And there's an attempt to do so. I mean, there's an attempt. There are a couple attempts there, right? So there's first the white men who are working to make things more equal via laws that prohibit discrimination. And there are groups of, for lack of a better term, the underpowered. I would say oppressed, but I want to just say the underpowered, those who aren't currently in power, that to work together to codify things, to specify what should be and what shouldn't be allowed. But the problem is, we can't legislate everything. There are things that fall through the cracks. There are things that about human behavior between two human beings that cannot be legislated and should not be legislated. We should say that there should be no discrimination based on race during a job interview, and that law actually exists. But is that the way things play out? Sometimes not. So what do we do about that? I'm not sure. In the meantime, while we make the cultural changes to play that out, to fix that inherent cultural bias that exists in some, how do we handle it? What I'm positing here is that instead of looking at the world glass half empty, as though it is us against the world, it is me against the world, not my group, not those like me who are also falling behind. That's how you make a movement. You make a movement by joining together and saying, as a group, we have a problem and we want changes to happen. And we have more power as a group than we do as individuals. But then as an individual, it's you against the world. It's you making your best choices. And you not grouping yourself into a lump sum identity as a victim, but instead retooling and recalibrating for something better and different. Because nobody's going to hand you anything. Dave Messman, what does that mean? What that means is it's not supposed to be easy. Power is not going to be given to you. Success is not going to be given to you. You earn it. So what does all that mean when you're not getting what you want? Instead of looking for somebody to blame, look for something that you can do differently. Something that you can do differently is within your control and doesn't make you a victim. A victim is subject to something external to them that is causing their trouble. It's a disempowered state. An empowered state is one where you have control over your fate, where you can decide what's next, where you can make better decisions. When you hand that power over of the problem, you also hand over the power of the solution. So, by looking inside yourself and making different and better choices, because that's the root of everything, is different and better choices. We're the sum total of our decisions. And so, change your decisions, change your life. Dave Messman, it's not that simple. I have a ton of problems, some of which aren't my fault. That's how it goes sometimes. It is really hard for some people. Some people have bad families. Some people made really bad decisions in the past. Some people aren't as talented. Some people don't work as hard. Some people have responsibilities that are a complete and total bear. And there's nothing anybody can do about that. Your circumstances are your circumstances, and you start from where you start. Dave Messman, I shouldn't have to start from here. Who told you that? This isn't. It's so easy. I know it's so easy. Dave Messman, you're talking from a place of privilege. Correct. But these are tried and true principles that go back forever. You're responsible for yourself. The world will help you. We should have a social safety net that should help those who can't help themselves. To the extent that you can help yourself, you should help yourself. That is strength in character. That is you not being a victim. Identifying as a victim is a form of self-sabotage, and people are doing it because it's easy. It's easy to label yourself a victim because it hands over the power of your problems to somebody else. So the alternative is to take a look at yourself as the hero of your story. Somebody who does the hard things to change circumstances. Because life is hard. Life will always be hard. And nobody's going to give anything to you. You have to take it. And that's the end of this episode of How to Human. If you like this podcast, give it 5 stars. If you hate it, breathe in 3 times, breathe out 3 times, and then give it 5 stars. If you have any comments or death threats, send those to howtohumancdt@gmail.com. And I will talk to you next time.